It's October 31st, Chaitanya Charitamrita class, and this is our ongoing story, which will last some time. So this is a very beautiful story. Mahaprabhu, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is dancing in Rath Yatra in Ras Leela Bhav. So of course it's a long story, and I'm not going to make it short. So this is, we're hearing descriptions. Yesterday we heard that, okay, Rath Yatra means Jagannath, and Rath Yatra means a cart, that we know. Well, so far, he's in the cart. Jagannath is in the cart, and he's relishing the beauty on both sides of the cart, because both sides of the cart are covered with sandy beaches and beautiful gardens, which remind Jagannath of Rajendranandan. Krishna, they remind him of Brajadam, Jamuna Pulina, and which means the Rasastali of Radha and Krishna. He's Krishna. So that's called Vibhav Udipan. The Alamban here, the Prem Vishay Alamban, is Jagannath Sri Krishna. And the Prem Ashray, the reservoir, the one who's been the offering of love to Jagannath, is Mahaprabhu and Radhabhav, Radharani. So this, in a very expert and poetic way, the director of the movie, or the director of the Leela drama, the divine play of Gauranga and Jagannath, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, is setting the scene. That Udipan means the excitance, the scene, the setting, to create the stimulus and to create that scenery in our mind's eye and heart's eye, so we can understand where we are and what is Jagannath seeing and what is he feeling when Jagannath sees all this. Either he's on his royal chariot, very tall as Mount Sumeru, and golden canopy and hundreds of chamars and bells ringing, and it's like Vaikuntha personified, and he has his beautiful royal crown. He's not wearing tulsi mala, because in the evening he's in his Shringar Bhara, Bhara Shringar Vesh. Bhara Shringar Vesh is what he dresses up at 11 o'clock at night in Anisha Leela, when he's going for Ras, you know, Jagannath. And then the Devadasis come, or they used to, they come and they would dance the Gita Govinda, and the musicians would play the songs of Gita Govinda. All right? So that dress at night, his crown is made of flowers and tulsi mala. And he's wearing on his shoulders, he's not wearing just so much fancy silk outfit and a big, big crown he's wearing when he comes out for Rath Yatra. He's wearing on his shoulders, he's wearing a yellow chadar, which is the color of Radharani, Tapsakanchana Gaurangi. And on that chadar are all the shlokas of Gita Govinda. Shrita Kamala, what's it called? Kuchamandala he. So he said, this is written, so all this in Sambhog Milan and Viraha Leela, it's all written on the chadar when he goes out to the Ras Leela. He's not wearing that when he goes out for Rath Yatra, because this is Purvan Leela. I'd say not Purvan Leela, because that same thing, it's Madhyan Leela. It's in the afternoon. It's from 11:36 in the morning till around 3:36 sunset is Rath Yatra time. So now he's going for a ride. But then when he sees, oh, look at this beautiful sand. This is like the Yamuna. It says Shukaman. It says Anandita-man. Dui Parshve Dekhi Chale Anandita-man. Anandita. Anandita-man. When he saw in Dui Parshva Ekadasi, Parsha means sides. Parsha rolls from this side to that side, 2 months. So on Dui Parsha, when he saw on both sides, then he thought, Anandita, Anandita Man. Then he saw, Dui Dike Totasava, Yena Vrindavan. He saw on both sides these beautiful gardens, Bagicha, Tota. And he thought, oh, it's like Vrindavan. And these sandy banks here on both sides of the road, they're like Yamuna Pulina, which is the site of the Ras Leela dance. And then the wrestlers are pulling the cart, and sometimes the cart was moving slowly and fastly. So then we heard yesterday that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the scene. Because the Prem Vishay, the Vibhav Alambana, Prem Vishay has entered the scene, Jagannath. And the Udipan, the Vibhav Udipan, has been established by describing the setting and the scenery, which are stimulants and excitants for the Prem Vishaya, or the Alamban, Jagannath Dev or Sri Krishna to get excited about Rasleela and to get excited about going to Vrindavan, because Gundicha and Sundarachala are nothing but Vrindavan and the gardens of Vrindavan. So now it's time for, you could say, the hero has entered the stage. The hero. The hero is Jagannath, Prajnananda Krishna. Now the heroine, in this case, is Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Radhabhav. So now he's described, here comes the heroine, and he's described by, he's associated by all his associates. And he's very lovingly decorating them all with the flower garland and chandan, and we discussed that point yesterday in relation to the dati pratigrina ti bhunkte bho jayate shiva, and lovingly exchanging with devotees. Our love that we give to each other is the love that we give to Krishna. Whatever you do to the least of my creation, that you do unto me. So now, who are the other characters? Because in any movie or play, there's not only the hero and the heroine, there's also supporting actresses and actors, yes? Okay. Paramananda Puri Yara Bharati Brahmananda Srihaste Chandanpana Badila Ananda. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Advaita Acharya Ara Prabhu Nityananda Sri Hasta Sparshe Dunhar Haila Ananda. When Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu felt the transcendental hand of Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. Sri Hasta Sparsha. Sri Hasta Sparsha. Hasta means hot. Hot means the hand. The hand of Sri. Sparsha means to touch. When they felt the touch of Sri, Advaita and Nityananda felt very happy. Advaita has a sucky form, and also in Madhuri Leela. Nityananda, of course, is Ananga Manjri. And it escapes me now, but there are some Gaudiya Vaishnava Shastras, that's in my notes, they have the sucky form of Advaita mentioned there. So on one level, you could say, in terms of Krishna Leela, the Sri Hasta that Lord Chaitanya is extending to apply sandalwood pulp to the face of Advaita and Nityananda is the hand of Sri Mati Radharani. And those faces of Advaita and Nityananda are actually the faces of Ananga Manjari and also this particular Sakhi, or maybe Manjari, so maybe Sauvagya, I forget, Advaita. And of course they're very pleased and very happy. Kirtaniya Gane Dhila Malya Chandan Sarup Srivas Yahan Mukhya Dui Chan. Mahaprabhu gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan, the Kirtaniyas, Kirtaniya Gan. The two chief performers were Sarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. Chari Sampradayi Chaya Chabishat Dayan Dui Dui Mardangika Haila Ashtajan. There were four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party there were also two mardanga players making an additional 8 persons. So this is the setting here. That's it. Now the Udipan is expanding, the setting, that stage setting, all these additional players are coming out. The hero Jagannath and his chariot, then he's surrounded by all these musicians playing various instruments, and they're going to dance and sing and chant, and they're all decorated very beautifully, wearing flower garlands and chandan on their forehead. A very attractive sight to see. It's like a hero, a king also is glorified by the beauty and exaltation of his ministers. The king just walks in by himself, it's not so impressive. He walks in with all his royal regalia and his big crown, but then all his ministers walk in with beautiful turbans and silk jackets and sacred staffs, and it's a very impressive presentation. Jagannath Swami is riding on his carpet and he's surrounded by all these beautiful Vaishnavas dressed in flower garlands and chandan, and very nice to see. And on the higher level of thinking of this pastime in terms of Ras Leela, and Prabhupada said that this Sankirtan performance is in the mood of Ras Leela, then these male personalities, primarily Brahmins and some sannyasis, associating with and joining this festival of Jagannath Rath to associate with Lord Chaitanya, they themselves have also corresponding female identities in Braj Leela as Sakis. And so in Braj Leela, when the Sakis gather around Radha and Krishna, what to speak of Radha and Krishna, but to perform the Ras Leela dance for the pleasure of the divine couple, then they also are adorned with flower garlands and chandan on their foreheads. So from one angle, you can see when Jagannath is looking off his cart, it's like Krishna gazing around the Ras Mandala. Because if Krishna is looking around the Ras Mandala, he sees gardens in every direction, bagishas, and he sees sandy banks, and then he looks around and sees all these gopis with garlands and chandan on their forehead. So in a similar way, Jagannath's on his cart, and he looks from side to side, and he feels blissful. I'm in Vrindavan, see these sandy banks, and see all these beautiful gardens, and I'll see all these great beautiful Vaishnavas dancing, wearing flower garlands and chandan. It's very easy to see how the Audarya Leela directly slides us right into the Madhurya Leela of Krishna from Gaura Leela in the mood of separation from Vrindavan. The Audarya manifests and magnanimity and kindness, and just drags us from the Viraha Kshetra of Puri and drags us and dumps us into the Madhurya Milan Stan of Sambhog Leela, of Ras Leela and Vrindavan. That's very nice. Like you imagine if you're there, you're an Aishwarya, there's a little bit Aishwarya mixed there, and because of the Dwarka idea, Dwarka energy there in the temple, Sri Mandir. So some Aishwarya Madhurya mix in Puri. But the general mood for us is separation from Vrindavan, and everything is a reminder of Vrindavan. So you can imagine you're there in the kirtan party, and you're with Jagannath, and it's Puri, and it's Lord Chaitanya's Leela, Audarya Leela. And then you close your eyes and all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, there's the Yamuna. It's not the Bay of Bengal, it's the Yamuna. It's not the sandy beach sands, it's the Yamuna Pulina, the banks of the Yamuna. And this is the Yamuna River, not the ocean. And these men are not men with Brahmins with garlands, these are gopis. And then you open and you close, and then you see, oh, this is not Jagannath riding a chariot, this is Krishna. And this is not Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it's Radharani. So then you're in Madhurya Leela. And then you blink your eyes again. Oh, that's gone. That spurti is gone. Now you're back. It's like this. Tabe Mahaprabhu mane vichara kariya chari sampradaya dila gayana valiya pantiya nityananda dvaita hari dasa vakre shore chari jane yagya dila nirte kari bhare pratham sampradaya kaila sarupa pradan ara pancha jana dila tanra pali gan damodara narayana Datta Govinda, Raghava, Panditara, Shri Govinda Nanda, Advaitere Nityakari, Bhari Agyadila, Shivasa Pradhanara, Sampradaya Kaila. Gangadasa Haridasa, Shriman Shubananda, Shri Rama Panditahan, Nache Nityananda, Vasudeva Gopinatha Murari Yahangai, Mukunda Pradhana Kaila Ara Sampradai, Shri Kanta Valvasena Ara Duijan, Haridasa Thakur Tahan, Karina Nartan. It's a lot of names there. These are names of all the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, who all, most of them have Sakhi Gopi forms in Goloka Dham, Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu, when the four parties were formed, Mahaprabhu divided the chanters. Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda, Advaita, Haridasa, Vakreshwara to dance in each of the four respective parties. So these were the lead dancers. Who were they? There was four parties. Who were the lead dancers? Nityananda, Advaita, Haridas, Vakreshwara. Swarup Damodar was the leader of the first party. He was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. So every party has chanters and dancers. So apparently the dancers are so busy dancing they can't chant. It's very hard to chant and dance also. Unless you're just doing the Swami step. Hare Krishna. If you're doing dancing like Tandura Nritya and the type of dancing that Lord Chaitanya's associates were doing, 1 foot, 6 foot, 6 feet in the air, the other foot, 6 feet in the air, and dancing, then it's a little difficult to chant also. Usually mridanga players, they play the mridanga, they don't chant, you know, because it's so difficult and all their energy has to go there. So, and the five were responding. This was the lead singer, Sri Damodar, singing. Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutta, Raghava Pandit, and Govinda Ananda. Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. And there was another group with Shivas as the chief man. Five singers responded to the singing of Shivas Thakur. Gangadas, Haridas, Shiman, Shubhananda, Shiram Pandit, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu was a dancer. Another group was formed of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. And all these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Srikant and Valvasain also joined as responsive singers. And the senior Haridas was chosen a dancer. That's very interesting. So they're all young, all the young people were playing the kartals and mridangas. And the Lord formed another group of Govinda Ghosh as a leader, and the younger Haridas, which means Chota Haridas, Vishnudas and Raghava were responsive singers. And two brothers, Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh, joined in this group as responsive singers. Rakeshwar Pandit was a dancer. Kulina Gramera Eka Kirtaniya Samaj Tahanur Tikarina Ramananda Satyaraj. There was a village named Kulina Gram, and there was a Samaj, the Sankirtan party, Kirtaniya Samaj. The responsive, the dancers were Ramananda and Satyaraj. One thing here we can see from this description, all these beautiful Nitya Parishads of the Lord, is that Lord Chaitanya organized his program. It wasn't just anybody doing anything in the name of Sankirtan. Anybody doing anything and everything and enacting their own fantasies in the course of the Sankirtan. There was actually some coordination. You're the dancer, you're the singer, you're the kartal player. In other words, you're a good dancer, you dance. You're a good singer, you sing. You're a good kartal player. Not that anybody grabs a kartal. Tang dong ting tang ting dong. There's somebody grabs from a jungle, pum pam, pum pam, pum pam. It was very beautiful and very orchestrated and very integrated and wonderful presentation. And of course, all these are his Nitya Parishads, so they were expert in all these arts. But here, all these personalities were the greatest dancers in creation. They're all gopis also. And they all know the 64 kalas. And they're all the greatest singers and the greatest, most virtuoso Sangeet Visharad. Sang, you know, Benares University graduates of Sangeet Visharad, topmost honors in music from Benares Music School University. And they're assembled together under the leadership of none other than Radharani. Gandharvika Radharani ki jai. So Gandharvika Radha, she certainly smells very wonderful. That's why she's Gandharvika. But she dances and sings like millions and millions of Gandharvas could never even imagine. That's how wonderful she dances and sings. So this is some introduction to the plot thickens now. There's more participants in a movie or in the drama. So more members means more rasa and more ecstasy for the Lord and his devotees. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.